השם, זכרתי בחסד
Preparation passage for the lesson from the writings of Rabash, first volume, Inyan Yenika Veibu, the matter of suckling and conception. It is written, serve the Lord in joy, meaning that joy must come to the person by serving the Creator. But if one works without joy, this is due to lack of faith in the greatness and importance of the King. Otherwise, there must be joy and an uplifted spirit without any preparation for that. Meaning, one should not see that he'll have happiness from the work. Rather, one should see that he'll prepare himself to know who it is that he's working for, what is his importance, and joy is the consequence. Meaning, if one says that he has no joy in the work, it is an indication that he has no clue about the importance of the Creator. And then one has to correct himself regarding matters of faith. This means that one should not work in order to have joy in the work of the Creator. Rather, one has to invest an effort in how to attain the importance and greatness of the Creator. Meaning, all that he does, studying, engaging in the mitzvot, the precepts, he wants a reward for his exertion, which is to merit the greatness and importance of the Creator. And to the extent that one will receive the importance of the Creator, then necessarily he'll be drawn by nature to nullify towards him, and he'll have a desire and craving to serve him. I don't know how to show it in a diagram, but we learn that the entire reality started by a desire being created. So first of all, a desire, ratzon, was created. That's number one. Then the desire performs tzimtzum aleph, the first restriction. We have a screen, masach. Number three, masach and reflected light, or chuzel. And then number four begins the zivug de haka'a, coupling through striking, and hashpa, bistol. We always have work. The work is on who is more important. Up above, it's written the importance of the Creator. And within the Kli, it says the importance of the desire, my desire. What is more important? Or as written, who shall be king? Will I be the king or will he be the king? It's either Pharaoh or the Creator. There's nothing in the middle. There's no such thing as in the middle. If a person is not in that or in that, meaning in a clear scrutiny, and it's clear to him who is with, then he's not felt. He doesn't have a reality. Therefore, all of our work is to be above the importance of the desire. How much are we able to create this barrier here? And Everything above that, we'll call it spirituality, Ruchaniyut, that this is what is important for us, and we'll constantly try. And of course, we will feel that from that state we are being drawn downwards, we have descents, and then we will try to be above that, that's what we call ascents, and again, and that's how it keeps going, even we'll try to rise even higher, and that's how it keeps going. Until we will appreciate the Creator to a certain extent called the quota, and the joy, the indication, as it says here, the indication for the importance is the joy, meaning when we reach a state where we feel happiness, simcha. And that happiness is measured according to the size of the desire that is left down below, unsatisfied, unfulfilled. And I specifically see that the desire, is empty. I see that it remains empty, and I don't worry about it, rather the other way around. I'm happy that I left it empty. Empty means that it is in Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, etc., all the corrections. So, when I restrict that, etc., this is called that I have a masach, a screen, and I make a zivug over it, a coupling, and out of that, I reach chibur, correct connection with the Creator, etc. Meaning our work is to feel how much we have the empty desire down below, and how much above that we are in unity with the Creator. One depends on the other. Well, let's continue.